Hi, you're listening to A Side Quest, a video games podcast for people too busy to play video games. I'm Dave Rupert.
I'm Yuan Huang.
And I'm Zach Meyer.
And we are back in the rainy month of April. I drew the short straw and I have to host this episode. So if you haven't picked up on the last few episodes, we're rotating now. And, you know, so you get me this week. So sorry, everybody. Let's get going. Hey, I wanted to ask y'all. I hope your games are going good, but I'm just going to launch into mine. Minecraft. Is it the perfect game? Yes or no?
And I mean, in terms, I'll say for me, like it is definitely in that pantheon of like, it's just so well designed. The stuff they've added to it is fun. I've been playing on a server with some friends and, It's relaxing. I find it very relaxing. I really like it. It's like a sanctuary. It's a sanctuary of a game.
Yeah. Like, I've been playing with my son and friends and, you know, every kid gets on the server and my daughter's getting into it, which is cool. She's like five, so she's really starting to understand it. She just likes to spawn dogs and cats and play with them. It's very cute.
That's cute.
But that's like what's cool is it kind of lets you do what you want. You know, I like adventure games. Minecraft's an adventure game. I like kind of ambient horror. It has ambient horror, you know. It has building Legos. It has city building. I like those things. I hate crafting, and it has a lot of that. But, you know, the new UIs with, like, the library and stuff like that make it a lot easier. They kind of abstract away. You still have to resource manage.
Yeah.
But the crafting element is a little dumbed down, I guess.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to, like, I don't know, Jan, if you've played it recently, but like going up to the craft, this was definitely not there when I first played it. It was like going up to the crafting table and seeing all of the patterns essentially ready for you, the recipes, let's call them recipes. And you can just like, oh, the ones that are grayed out, I don't have, or whatever, discolored, those means I don't have enough resources for them. The ones that are highlighted, I can just build that by clicking on it. So yeah, it definitely like takes one cognitive load away from you, so you can just focus on building your super fortress or a waterway in the sky or, you know, a million dogs.
There you go. I just, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, man, is Minecraft kind of just chill? Is it kind of the perfect game? I don't know. You hang out with friends, you build something on a, you know, on a server. That's not bad. I can do that. That sounds good. So
I've yet to play Minecraft.
What is happening right now?
I know. Like, you just listening to you guys talk about this, I'm like, I need a chill game.
Dude.
I mean, I still play Animal Crossings, but this sounds like another level of chill I need.
It's like Animal Crossing without the subtle nod to capitalism.
Ah,
there's no Tom Nook.
more foraging and more like I want to build a house. I could either use dirt or chop a tree down, and that decision's up to you. It's not Tom Nook saying, "Hey, you gotta go chop down 80 trees to get 20 bells so that you can."
You owe him this money. I'm like, I'm already worried about owing my bank, you know, mortgage money. Now I got to worry about Tom Nook.
Yeah, I know. he's busting your chops on your Switch. So anyway, I don't know. It's interesting. I may go whole hog and get the like PC version that has like ray tracing and all that crap on it.
Bedrock edition,
just to be like,
so good.
What's the like peak Minecraft? And it may cost me $30, but you know,
it's a cheap investment, honestly.
Well, word on the street says it's the best ray tracing game out there.
See,
maybe that's
the geniuses at Microsoft.
They nailed it, man. Another home run.
Well, I mean, literally, they make DirectX 12, so they should probably have some developers to work on Minecraft.
And also, like, they've done like a bunch of really good. This is one of their better acquisitions, I think. Unlike some of the other things that will remain nameless right now. Like, they bought it and they're just like, this rocks. Let's just let them build and make it better and better all the time, and people will love it. and that has been absolutely true.
Oh, so if they don't intervene with a company they bought out, it would work out?
A certain company. I think you're thinking of one in particular. I mean, it's worked so far with GitHub, right?
Sure. Skype?
That was old, though. That was Ballmer days. You got to really separate Ballmer and Satya days.
Oh, goodness. It's like it's like a television era. It's like when Steve Carell left the office, it's a totally different world.
Yeah. You don't put Joe California, let him acquire Discord.
No.
Although Joe California was okay.
So you play, you have a server. I'm assuming the kids play on their iPad.
Yeah, Otis is on the Switch, and this is where the worst part of Minecraft is the Xbox Live account. You have to have a Microsoft account to get an Xbox account to get signed on, and then all that's managed through, like, if you're a normal person, an autonomous person, you sign up for Xbox. You probably have one because you, have played Xbox since you're a kid. My kids don't have one, so I have to sign up, and then they go into this parent app, and then I'm like, no, I'm not letting them talk to any rando on the damn Xbox. You know, I played Warzone. I'm not letting them get on comms.
Not an ideal situation. Not happening. At all.
And so I lock it down. But then to do Minecraft, guess what? You have to open it up because they want friends. Well, you got to allow friends. No. They want to chat with friends. You got to allow chat with friends. You know, like. I've tried to do everything in online because they want to play on the realm or on somebody else's instance, it just gets me, man. But anyway, but the realms, you pay like $8 a month or something like that, and you have a server, and it's basically a persistent Minecraft world, so you don't have to be logged. One person doesn't have to be on all the time. Okay. So it's kind of cool for kids, but man, these kids are kind of crazy. I watched Otis like hop on with a buddy just over Zoom, because that's how you do play dates now. Mm-hmm. But they hopped on Zoom and like straight up, like they're going to the end and killing an Ender Dragon, on survival and stuff. And I just was like, dude, what? Like I've never done that stuff, but they just know how to do it. It's like, duh, you build the portal, blah, 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 blah. Okay, let's go. I watched a YouTube about this, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's a different world out there. So I'm impressed. That was in my Minecraft tangent. I apologize. I can wrap up pretty quickly on my little stand up here. I finished Luigi's Mansion.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
A++++.
Nice.
Go buy it. It's great, especially if you have kids, like small kids, like they can control Luigi. It's pretty can get frustrating from time to time because Luigi does have certain tasks he has to do. But it's pretty great. I mean, it's a fun game, and you just vacuum stuff up. It's fine. I tried console Warzone. I put Warzone on my Xbox and tried console Warzone. It is not my friend. It made me very motion sick, and I am very bad at the game. However, I could see if you got good at it, the controller, man, once you lock on to somebody, it's just all headshots. It's like two shots, click, click, they're out of the game. Mm-hmm. And that's way different than when I play on PC and I shoot them 450 times with 8 different clips, and they're still like just
coming right at you.
Yeah, running at me, parachuting at me, or whatever. So, anyway, Warzone is still been doing that. I got very tilted at Overwatch the other night, so I don't know if I'm going to play that much. And then a guy I know made this word game. So, if you're a word nerd, made a word game called Quina, Q-U-I-N-A, and it's basically Mastermind with 5-letter words.
Oh, and interesting.
It's a progressive web app, but you can like donate if you like it. So quina.app, pretty awesome game. I'm a word nerd game, or word game nerd. And so I like those. And so it's fun. And then the last thing I was going to plug was I watched Away on Netflix, a kind of sci-fi thing about the first trip to Mars. Kind of some heart-wrenching stuff in there, but it's kind of cool. Also, just like, I like the idea of like exploring somebody going, like all the troubles you might hit if you're going to Mars on a tin can. So
is this a movie or a television show?
TV show, 10 episodes. Hillary Swank is in it.
What?
There's Hillary Swank.
There she is. And she does a damn good job. So.
This is her second.
And Hawkeye's in it too, I think.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's good. It's just like, it's, you know, just this idea of like, you know, oh, we sent humans up into space and it's like a 3-year journey and here's all the crap they go through. So it's cool. I like sci-fi. I like it when sci-fi makes like, it forces you to be like, oh, I hadn't thought of that, you know, or something like that. So that's what I like about sci-fi. So
it
did a good job at that.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
And when you say Hawkeye, you mean
Jeremy Renner.
Renner. Right, who I don't know if he's canceled or not. I really forget who's canceled these days.
I forgot who. The cancel list has been going strong.
Yeah. This year, so. Well, his outdoors guy app on Amazon or store or whatever on the Amazon got clipped pretty quickly.
Oh yeah.
That was the only real cancellation I remember. It's just like, yeah, I don't know if we want to sell your stuff anymore. All right. I don't know. That's definitely a tangent, but yeah.
Yeah, I was going to show my age and go like, Alan Alda's in there?
Wait, maybe it's not, dude. Hold on.
Is it not Hawkeye?
It might not be Hawkeye. It might be fake Hawkeye. I don't know famous people. That's actually something you should know about me, is I can't recognize famous people or directors.
So. Like you'd be staying next to you at Whole Foods and you're like, I just need to get out of here.
It was Josh Charles, who's not Hawkeye. Josh Charles is from Dead Poets Society. Anyway. Oh, he was in Sports Night. I guess that was kind of popular for a bit. Hot minute. Anyway, he's not Hawkeye. So he's uncanceled. He's okay guy. Looks like Hawkeye to me. All white people.
Not Hawkeye.
So anyway, so it's not Hawkeye. But anyway, it's good. I recommend it. So.
Nice.
All right. Who is next?
I can go next.
Yeah.
So I play this game called some group of friends of mine in real life, we haven't like hang out as much, but we got together and played this game called Ultimate Chicken Horse. Have y'all heard about this game?
No. I have not. No.
No, it's an older game and it came out a couple years ago, but what makes it is basically a platform game where you build the obstacle. You each get one component, one piece, and then you try to like either make it where it's possible to get to the finish line, or you build some traps and try to like throw some of your friends off. And I think that's the whole charm of this game. So you can be given like a conveyor belt or what was that, barbed wires. A rocket. You have to jump through a platform to get a rocket to get to the winning point. So that's what I played in recently, and it's a lot of fun. You can play over Zoom, or you can play online with some friends, and it's great. So
nice.
So I figured this out a long time ago that I am not a fan of platforming games as much as I play them. I don't like it. I feel like it's just one of those things where you either have to like jump on the platform and just, you know, hopefully hold down the button long enough to make it. I think Super Meat Boy screwed me up a lot. I think after playing Super Meat Boy, I was like, I don't think I want to play a platforming game ever again in my life.
So like no Mario, no Messenger. Nothing where you got to have like, nothing where like dexterity and jumping is critical. Yeah.
Okay, so I did play Odyssey, and I think Odyssey, because it's not in 2D.
Okay,
I think, I think that takes me out just a little bit, because there's other things you can do, right? You can swim and you can like go through pipes, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The messenger, I played the messenger and the platform did kind of like make me go like, I just want to get to this other side. But it's called the Contra spam, where this enemy just constantly shoots at a certain direction and you're just trying to jump to get to a platform.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just suck at platform games, but I just have zero patience. I'm over here trying to get to a go and there's this thing just like totally knocking me off. So it's very upsetting.
Do you like Celeste though? Or like Hollow Knight or anything like that?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. So I like Hollow Knight. I like Metroidvania games. Okay. So maybe with those games, it doesn't feel like I'm playing like, what is that one game?
Meat Boy or something like that. Or...
Yeah, something like that, where it just feels like every level is almost the same, except for a few things. And that's what always kills me about platforming games. Like people love Banjo-Kazooie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, isn't that just like Donkey Kong Country? So I always feels like I'm playing the same game. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm just old. But this game that I mentioned, Ultimate Chicken Horse, it's fun because it's your friends building the map with you building the platform with you. And and I think once everybody gets back together again, this would be a great couch co-op game.
All right.
Outstanding.
The next game I played, Zach, I played Control.
Now, are you beating it right now, or did you complete it, or are you just like...
I'm halfway done.
Nice.
It's not a long game, as we mentioned last time.
I know.
But I'm like 6 hours in,
mm-hmm.
and it's a really good game. I mean, maybe it was something, because it felt like I'm playing a movie.
Yeah.
And that to me is that... maybe I just miss watching movies or something, but it was like everything's very cinematic.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this one big mystery, and of course nobody knows what's going on.
Yeah.
So it's one of those stories, but I like it. The shooting's fun. Mm-hmm. I love that she can pick up objects and throw at the enemies. Like it almost like feels like you're a Jedi. Yep. You know, you pick things up and you're just throwing it at folks. So I really enjoy it. I really enjoyed the world that's being built in there. It's very like it's very Twin Peaks. I'm starting to see the whole Twin Peaks part of
it. Like kind of X-Files and Twin Peaks.
Yeah. Like it's not a spoiler, but like there's the early on in the game you like get transported into like a hotel room, and all of a sudden you're just trying to find like clues of like what's going on, and it's just like a really smart way to get you out of that building that's where all the trouble is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that, and it just looks great. It's a beautiful game. I'm one of the lucky few that actually has a next gen GPU, so. It's just a beautiful game. So I don't know, Zach. The reason I mentioned it to you is because you feel like you're already done with it. You're not even are you gonna return to it?
I mean, I guess we're at a similar point. Is my estimation. So if I think like we talked about before, like it's only a few more hours. I think I probably will. Since I basically don't. The weird part is like I kind of don't. Like I only have it on PlayStation, and mm-hmm. I just don't play my PlayStation very much. So, but I do agree with like all the design choices, gorgeous. I like the world building, combat's fun. So yeah, maybe I'll just wrap it up because it's definitely a fun title.
Yeah, it's just like the certain designs, like mm-hmm. like you have to pick up all these like notes. You'll pick up like
documents
and all that stuff,
and the objects.
Mm-hmm. The intern graphic designer internally in that game is doing a heck of a job because all these documents look great.
Yeah, they do a really good job with all the details in the design are just absolutely top notch.
Yeah. And you know, if you I can't believe this is actually a mode that you can pick in the game, but you can there's a mode where you can one shot everything and just go through the story. Did you see that option?
I saw that at the beginning. I didn't know how powerful it was, but it kind of makes sense. Like they want you to just experience the place.
Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking, well, if I just want to finish this like a movie, I could just go through and just one shot everything. The gun's already pretty powerful already. And I like that you can just continue. You can upgrade it and give it certain boosts and stats. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I am currently running around with is just that handgun, but I don't know if there's any other guns in that game or not.
I believe there's one more, but I'll I think there's one more.
Okay. So I'm going to probably continue playing it. I just need maybe a couple more sit down sessions. I'll probably get to be done with it. So hopefully soon. I do have the Ultimate Edition. So, there is a DLC attached to it. So I might, if I enjoy it that much, I might even jump on that.
Yeah. I think it's called Awe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty, I mean, it was considered one of the game of the years last year, right? Was it last year or 2019?
2019, I think. Oh my goodness. Like end of 2019 or something.
All right. Yeah, snuck in, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything is all squished together now. And then finally, the last game I've been playing, GTA 5 again.
On PC. I know,
this game that came out in 2013, I'm playing again. And it's a game that I dread playing on my PC because the loading time. You would start up a game of GTA and it would just take forever to load up. I think it can go as long as 5 minutes, sometimes a little longer than that. And recently they pushed an update.
Yeah.
That makes the game load up normal, a minute. And that's tolerable, right?
Yeah. Did you read about that? The guy who figured it out?
I did. It was a Reddit thing or something, right? Uh-huh. Or
some fan essentially made a mod. And he's like, I found this unoptimized code and I released a mod for the community. And they're like, hey, this mod's pretty cool. Thanks for doing our dev work.
Yeah. I mean, so I think I read a little bit the story about how he got awarded $10,000 for
the bug hunt.
It's usually awarded to a person that discovers a security leak or mm-hmm. something like that. But since he fixed the game for them, now all these players like me, we're jumping back onto this game. And I think Rockstar, they probably made a lot more money now. And then all that guy got was $10,000. I would have asked for something else. I would have asked for something more.
He wants the nerd credit, dude. He wants, you know.
Oh, the geek cred.
He wants the nerd cred. But, you know, he also got years of his life back by fixing the game he likes to play or whatever.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's I think the reason why me and some of our online friends are playing is because, XQC is playing it. And he has 100 million viewers, so it's totally the Twitch stat is totally skyrocketed. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a perfect storm because GTA recently or the PlayStation 5 recently announced that GTA 5 is the a release game or something like that or a top title for the PS5, and a lot of gamers were very disappointed that it wasn't GTA 6. Yeah.
It's another port of this game that came out two generations ago.
Mm. Well, I mean, playing it, I mean, it's just now a platform now, right? So when I jumped into the game, you can, go steal cars and collect all that, or do what I was doing and just shop around for nice clothing and go to clubs.
Discount Second Life.
I know. That's exactly what I thought. It felt like some sort of Second Life.
Man, shopping around in that bougie part of the downtown LA, getting the nice wool suits and all that stuff. Going to the nice hair people, getting the like high end tights and a better beard cut and all that. Like, it's so funny. That is something really interesting about that world. How each of the chains have like, based on where you are, there's going to be like a few chains that are kind of like everywhere that are very like medium clothing or whatever. And then as soon as you go to a quote unquote wealthy area, you get all the like bougie brands and they're all like, you know, the quality of clothing and the aesthetic and everything is just like completely different. I don't know. Oh. It's very curious.
Yeah. It's very LA.
LA.
So I'll take it anyway. So yeah, so that's what I've been playing. I'm about 80% done with Dragon Quest XI, but I'm hoping to get done with that soon as well. Getting there.
So all right.
That's all I've been playing.
Get across that finish line.
Trying. Goodness.
Zach.
Mine's is easy.
Okay.
Mine's is easy. I mean, obviously, I've been playing Warzone with y'all semi-frequently, although it is, I don't know, I am starting to feel that like thing of like, I like the game, but the time to death is so fast now with the FFR that it kind of makes it a little exhausting.
What do you mean, Zach? You hear the shot, you turn around, you're shot again, and then you're on the ground.
And then you're done. You're all done.
Then you go to the gulag.
Man. Yeah. It's, I don't know. I think it's just the, like, I'm parroting someone else's words, but there's this feeling that like post Cold War integration, there's been like, every time they add a gun, they kind of like incorrectly balance something. And so you have to like kind of wait for a patch for them to like figure out, you know, because before it was Mac 10 and the DMR, and then now it's the FFAR and the AUG. It's just like, y'all should just nerf these guns so that there's like a wider spectrum of, you know, viability. That's all.
Yeah.
Just nerf them all.
Yeah. Just like, for me, it like, what kills me is if you're not using the two guns that matter in the meta, you just don't play. Like, sorry, you drew a rocket launcher on the draw. Like, guess you lost.
It's true. It's like, it's like rock, paper, scissors, except there's only one rock and everything else is scissors.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so, you know, it's whatever. Like maybe they'll fix it. Maybe it'll stay cool, or maybe we just find something new.
Minecraft. Arrows don't have power creep. I guess they do with enchantments. I'm out.
But that's advanced. And it's like a known quantity. Once everybody can enchant, it's cool. Wrapping up Moxie's Heist in Borderlands 3. That is the second expansion I've gone through. Mm-hmm. Almost done with it.
That's a fun one. I like that one. I like Freddy.
Yeah, aesthetics are fun. I think I still like Love and Tentacles better between the two. Like, their writing, I thought it was just, I don't know. I think it just appeals to my dark sense of humor. Just a little more Addams Family the whole time, which I think is really funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's still, the expansions are better than the main campaign.
I know. They should just release, like, just miniature story DLC. I'll be more than happy to play.
Going back to the, like, some games really do well if you have just like a platform and you dump chapters out, and I think that's what GTA Online has done really successfully, is have like chapter missions where you can like engage in a short story basically and F with the world. And now I'm wrapping up the Goron's Place in Breath of the Wild. I finally like had the freaking breakthrough to like, so I'll say what was happening, and then so this is the one thing about Zelda's Breath of the Wild that is bad for people like me who play RPGs bad. First, I'm a hoarder, so I don't sell anything to get money, which I should be doing, because I think everything's valuable. Thanks, Todd Howard, for making me collect cups.
But wait, what if you need those at the end of the game?
Exactly, I can't just throw them away. I'll never get them again. So in the Goron's place, like the thing I was doing is like I kept like trying to climb into the mountain, essentially into the volcano, near the volcano. And I would take like, I had like a thing I bought from the Gerudo tribe that like reduced heat, and I had all this stuff, but I didn't realize that combustion, like being set on fire, was a new status that I had to combat. So every time I'd get up to a certain area of that volcano track to get to the Goron village, suddenly Zach's on fire and it doesn't matter what you do. And so I like went back to the horse stable that's like at the beginning of that track that takes you to the city. And I'm like talking to NPCs, and finally I talked to one NPC and she just gifts me 3 potions that make me invulnerable to the heat.
That's it.
That's it.
Oh,
you're having a hard time?
By the way, it's called fireproof potion. Who knows what it does, but
NBD. Yeah. Take this.
Yeah. That's maybe the Zelda's like big downfall is they like, maybe it's a good thing, but like you have to talk to the one person who knows about the thing, you know? So
yeah, and I don't feel like I had to do that with the other two locations. I feel like the other two locations, like, yeah, the fish people gave you the suit that lets you swim up waterfalls or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like anytime you've crossed into a cold mountain, you just need to wear like warm clothes or build a fire or hold a torch or, you know what I mean? Like there's some like very simple practical thing that you could do in the environment, but like you're on fire is very hard to like, I just didn't realize that was like an extra thing. So yeah, so I got into the city. I bought 2 of the pieces of the equipment. So I'm like, I'm filling out the last of this little section, and I'm like, I'm pretty excited. And at the same time, I'm like, I kind of don't want it to end because I know I'm like so close now to the finish line. And I'm just like kind of savoring this last little section. So I don't know. It's been fun, Zelda. It's been real fun. But I know we've been kind of talking about like what are we gonna play next, and nothing's really like piqued our interest. I went ahead and selected something to try that's like completely out of my general wheelhouse and aesthetic. Persona 5 Royale. It's an Atlas JRPG that's like a social simulator and Pokemon, but your Pokemon are not inner demons, but like they're your personas. There's this like the id of you. I'm like, I've never played any of the other games in the series. The 5th one just gets review after review. They haven't put it on PC yet, and I'm a little impatient. So found a copy, and it's going to show up in a week. So,
oh, sweet. Nice, dude.
I've got something excited to like check out.
I only hear good things.
Yeah. I would like to play Persona 5 eventually.
I'll happily gift you my physical copy.
On PlayStation?
PlayStation? Yep, PS4. PlayStation 4. I don't know. I think you could probably buy it in the PS Store also, so maybe they're going to plan on like whatever that thing is that they're going to do with like PS4 games, let you play them on PS5.
Yeah.
They'll definitely do that, but man, I hope they port it to PC. Or my deep wish is like, please put these things on Switch. I know they put Strikers on there, but that doesn't do me any good.
No.
Like I need to, because apparently Strikers is actually a sequel to the 5th game. So why it's a terrible tease. If you buy it and you play it and you haven't played the other ones or haven't played 5, you won't know what's going on. You're just like, you know, thrown in. But that's all my yapping. Mm-hmm. Found something I'm interested in, lamenting the soon to be close out of Breath of the Wild, and
so that's great. That should be good. Yeah, I don't have my thing yet.
Still searching.
You know, the back of my head says do Halo, but I don't know.
Do what?
Halo, like the whole Halo.
Ooh.
Yeah, you could totally play the Master Chief collection and just power through that. Unless you want to play multiplayer. Also, that's a totally different beast.
Well, but also, like, from, isn't it from Halo 2 onward, you can do all co-op.
Right. Yeah.
And like, I think up to four people.
Yeah. So that's an option.
I mean, I already have a copy. So if you decide you want to throw down on Halo, ain't no thing.
We could do it. I have my Halo copy. I got to dust off the Xbox.
Oh, wait. You've got Game Pass.
That's right.
I think it's free in Game Pass.
It is free in Game Pass.
Boom.
Okay. Well,
boom.
Maybe. Hey, maybe. I got to play one first. I got to get through one. All right. Well, cool. If no one else has anything, we can wrap it up here. Thanks, everybody, for downloading this. We really appreciate it. Let us know what you're playing. If you have any picks for us, send them our way. Follow us @aside_quest over on the Twitters. And I think that's everything. Good luck. Have fun.